The art of rescue mediumship. Some call spirit rescue the highest form of mediumship. What a rescue medium is, reveals how mediums help earthbound spirits move into the light. I frequently do rescue mediumship. I've seen earthbound spirits since I was a child. However, it wasn't until that memorable encounter in a parking garage spirit that caused me to take rescue work more seriously. My first experience rescuing a spirit. Years ago, I was attending a meeting at a hospital about doing spiritual work with hospice patients. I happened to notice a female spirit in the dimly lit hospital parking lot garage. The spirit appeared sideways to me, was grayish and flat-looking. My first impression was that of a cardboard image of a person. Upon closer inspection, I ascertained that the spirit possessed some awareness but sensed extreme unhappiness. I decided to communicate with her with my empathic ability of clairsentience. I then proceeded to offer words of comfort and prayer. To my amazement, the female spirit began to brighten in color, exude more peaceful energy, and then suddenly disappeared. Unknowingly, I'd done my first spirit rescue. A rescue medium helps lost spirits move to the light. A rescue medium is a specialty medium that has dedicated themselves to freeing trapped earthbound spirits. These mediums have trained to do spirit rescue safely and effectively. In fact, there are organizations committed to doing this kind of spiritual service. However, some mediums naturally detect lost souls and can move them to the light without having any training whatsoever. Often, I put myself in the shoes of a stuck spirit that's frightened, confused, or feeling hopeless. When I've helped a trapped soul move into the light, I always get a wonderful feeling. It's no different than offering a helping hand to a living person in desperate need. Most individuals feel this warm feeling after helping someone, no how minor the situation. A perfect opportunity for spiritual service. When a medium comes in contact with an earthbound spirit, either by intention or by accident, it's a perfect opportunity to persuade the spirit to cross over to the spirit world. Some of these unfortunate souls are willing to move on while others aren't. Regardless, with a little patience and coaching, even the most troubled spirit has an opportunity to be rescued from their trapped condition. Medium, James Van Praagh on rescue mediumship. Quote, "Ghosts often have some type of unfinished earthly business. They stay here because they want more sensations of the physical world, are perhaps afraid of what awaits them in the afterlife, or most often are just plain nosy." End quote. In addition, if the medium or rescue group can offer compelling reasons for a spirit to let go and cross over, such as a chance for a better reality, a spirit may finally decide to cross to the light. Quote from armchairparanormal.com. By the way, most of these ghostly entities are not scary and mean. They are just trying to get your attention so that you can help them. Where you'll encounter lost spirits. Lost spirits are everywhere. For example, you could encounter one in your home, office, a playground, or on a bus. Most of these kinds of spirits are benign. They don't wish to harm anyone but are desperately seeking help to move them out of their stuck existence. Other earthbound spirits are souls that have consciously chosen at death to remain on the earth plane and have absolutely no desire to move on. Some of these souls may even be angry, mean, or vengeful. Without a doubt, this variety of earthbound spirits is harder to work with. Other forms of earthbound spirits live in a dream world. Their awareness of their surroundings is dim, and for them, there's no passage of time. These are the kinds of lost souls that need help the most. Lost spirits unexpectedly show up. When doing a mediumship session or while in a mediumship development circle, lost spirits may show up. If this happens, it can confuse you. At first, you can't identify the spirit, and you're not sure why they're present. Furthermore, you may even feel some irritation at your mediumship gatekeeper guide for not keeping this spirit away. Spirits sometimes like to spill their guts. When a spirit encounters a medium that can communicate with them, the spirit may want to share the details of their death. The moment of death may have involved violence, trauma, and yes, even murder. Of course, this may be difficult to hear, and it's essential that mediums receiving a lost spirit remain detached. If you happen to begin working with a lost spirit that has a sad story to tell, it's critical that you stay kind and sympathetic, without becoming emotionally involved. Getting emotional will only serve to drop your energy level, and you may even lose contact with the spirit as well as an opportunity to help. However, just by listening to the spirit's story, may accelerate the crossing over process, because a level of trust has been established. Is your lost spirit a ghost? Ghosts and earthbound spirits are practically the same. Of course, there exist ghosts that are, in fact, a residual haunting. And, there are poltergeist spirits. This post is not about these kinds of spirits, but here is a short description of each. A residual ghost or haunting is something observed that has no intelligence. It's like seeing a movie replayed in the air that repeats over time. Poltergeist activity is a phenomenon that's still not fully understood by paranormal investigators. The current thought is that these kinds of spirits are thought to be caused by an agent, often a preteen. More often, this individual is angry or has experienced some traumatic event. The resulting energy manifests in ghost-like outward manifestations that wreak havoc around the individual, like objects toppling over or mysteriously thrown. Don't fear these spirits. Most importantly, never fear a ghost that is an earthbound spirit. It's true that at times even the most seasoned of mediums instinctively fear the unknown and will shy away from spirits known as ghosts. I once had a student who was a naturally gifted medium. She loved communicating with spirits and relaying messages. Amazingly, she was terrified of ghosts. No matter what I said to alleviate this fear, she adamantly refused to have anything to do with earthbound spirits of any kind. And, that's her right. Long-time earthbound spirits. Occasionally, you'll encounter a spirit that died hundreds of years ago. These spirits are often confused and not even aware that they're dead. In fact, you're perhaps the first human contact they've made since their death. When meeting a spirit such as this, again, you can work with them to make them aware of their situation. The spirit may be open to finally crossing over or refuses to budge. Whether in spirit form or when alive, all humans are subject to the universal law of free will. If a spirit refuses to cross and wishes to remain in limbo, wish them well and let them go. At least you've planted the seed in their awareness that the option remains open for moving into the light at any time. In conclusion, a rescue medium performs the essential task of helping earthbound spirits cross over to the light. Finally, doing this kind of mediumship work is the highest form of mediumship there is.